New Basin Canal, down at the end of the New Basin Canal, was an area called Bucktown. Bucktown still exists, and West End, they're adjacent to each other. And they were, it was a fishing village, and they had boardwalks and camps out there, and beer gardens and things like this at the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century. And earlier in the century, men had gone out there to hunt the fish and so on. And finally, it became a popular evening or weekend rendezvous for dancing and for nightclubs and beer gardens and this sort of thing. It's been transformed. Now, you still have aspects of the culture in Bucktown, the fishing community, but that's dying too with mass media and television and slab houses and what have you, all the rest that goes with it. And it's been commercialized, and where formerly, 25 years ago, you would go out there to dinner at a restaurant, and the restaurant would have big screen galleries all the way around the core, and people would sit out there and eat shrimp or crabs on, you know, on wooden tables with newspapers laid out and drink beer, things like this. Now they have carpets and it's closed in, it's air conditioned, and they've got Pac-Man machines stacked up, and the what was is no longer. It no longer has the charm. It could be anywhere in USA. Here, by this part of the lake, they had an area called Milneyburg, which also had many restaurants and a similar type of amusements and so on. The only thing that's left is Pontchartrain Beach, which is an amusement park, but it's much, much changed from what was then here. Essentially, again, a fishing camp started as a fishing village, grew into a sort of weekend night spot where dancing went on and probably some gambling and eating and what have you. Very little, none of it's left. If you go out along the lake this way, to the east, you would come along Hayne Boulevard, and there are still a few vestiges of the old city and some of the little restaurants and so on along there, and they still have cabins built on stilts out into the lake with walkways that go out to them, and families own these cabins, and they go out there and they go for a weekend where they go fishing and off of the cabin and crabbing and what have you, and just general family amusement. But that's almost all disappeared. The lake, that was all along the lake at one time, but now the lake has become suburban residential almost, in the sense of any place USA, obviously very expensive residential, but no longer, it's the least New Orleans area, the city of New Orleans. It would be the lakefront residential area. It is the most American part of the city. Now, once you get into the suburbs of Jefferson, or into much of St. Bernard even, though Jefferson probably even more, you get into America again. You're leaving New Orleans. It has nothing, whatever. Maybe the food survives here and there out there, because food does tend to survive longer as a cultural way than certain other characteristics of the culture. But the idea of restaurants and drinking and a good time dancing, that sort of thing, you won't find that out there. You won't find it on the lakefront. There isn't a good restaurant on the lakefront. Indeed, the lack of restaurants and so on, you will find out here. The lack of nightlife, the lack of anything except strictly suburban American residential, very expensive. You'll find that, but nothing more.
Speaking of restaurants, my husband asked me to ask you if you could recommend any restaurants.
Could recommend several.